Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
On the last episode of The Cheat Code.
My whole concern is my kid. One thing that my ex and I had agreed upon was that my child would not be introduced to anyone for at least a full year. My ex calls and is like, can I come by to talk to you? He comes to my apartment and he's like, you know, you're my queen and we need to move forward with our marriage. My response to him is, I'm just not sure. I get a phone call to my house and I hear you and her. And she's like, hi, this is so-and-so, you know, blah, blah, blah. You need to come get your boyfriend because you need to come get him because apparently you call him all the time and blah, blah, blah. And I hear you in the background going, hang up the phone. Stop calling her. So I get to work and I see that she has called my work phone number 17 times on a Saturday.
I'm not hopeful as pertains to my marriage, which is strange to say, but it's the truth. I wasn't hopeful at the time, but I was scared. I was afraid, and it did hurt. You know, it wasn't an easy decision, and that was my wife. You know, I didn't marry her to divorce her. I married her to grow old together. And that failure was abrupt. In retrospect, you know, I was afraid. I was afraid to make a decision that was wrong and that would materially change the course of all of our lives and have it be a mistake. And she was not in a good place. She wasn't gainfully employed. She was relying on me financially, and I didn't want to see her fucked up. Like, all those things factored. And I did care about her, and I still do. You know, I was no longer in love with her, but all those other things were all happening at the same time. And I wasn't in a mental or emotional space to be able to make what ultimately turned out to be the correct decisions at the time. I wasn't able to. And that's what happened. Hi, welcome to The Cheat Code. This is the story of an affair between one woman and one man told over 10 episodes. Episode 7, In Between Fuckery.
Speaking in parables, paradise, what they you want told me, you told me once that it wasn't easier for me. I had to understand that the way I went into this separation and divorce, I could say that I didn't want it and I didn't choose it. But the story would be that you made this decision and you chose it. And right. That was a big thing for you to live with, because essentially, she didn't want this anymore, and you right. are making the choice to end this thing and change people's lives. And you were saying that the way in which my ex was able to do it and seemed to feel okay was just not you. And that was a big burden.
It's frustrating when you just can't express yourself.
That's exactly how I felt. And one day, one of my daughters, the other is probably not going to give a shit as much because that's her personality. Right? But one of my other daughters is going to ask me, so what happened?
Yeah, and she absolutely will.
She's going to ask me what happened, and I'm going to have to explain to her why I chose this course for all of us, and I'm going to have to defend it to her. I'm going to choose to defend it to her because I think that's going to be how the conversation is going to go, and I'm going to have to be good with the choice, and I am. And at the time, I wasn't confident enough to make that choice in 2012 to say, okay, I'm going to stay with my sister. On top of all the other things that would have happened if I would have walked out of the home, meaning on top of, okay, immediate child support. Okay, so here is, you know, 22% off the rip, which is money. That's one thing. But also, if she would have chosen to be difficult about other things like visitation. Okay, here's when you can see your kids, okay? And on top of that, there's maintenance. So right. She's not working. So there's child support. And then, oh, by the way, you are the only one bringing in money right now. So you are charged with making sure that their lifestyle remains exactly what it is. So it leaves you with about $70 a week for yourself. All of those things were factors. And I had represented people on either side of that situation. And it just added to the scariness of the proposition. And I didn't handle it right. And I don't know what it would have happened.
I don't think we would be here if you didn't handle it.
I don't know what would have happened.
So it's interesting, right? 2012 was the beginning of the dark times, and we're gonna get to it.
But it was only like 2.5 years.
Well, yeah.
It was longer.
It was longer a different iteration of our relationship. So yeah. We always joke about the fact that we've had like 7 relationships rolled into one.
That's real.
But 2012 was the beginning of, oh, y'all got real shit to handle. So you move, and in her mind, you all are starting a new thing. But mm-hmm. What you did essentially was move your problems from Queens to Long Island. And so you all are getting into your own shit that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But
just the address changed.
The address changed.
In my mind, the address changed.
Right.
Like, and that's why I was so confused and bugged. What's so different?
So you all are having your own stuff around taking care of the kids and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And at the same time, you are thinking about leaving your very cushy corporate job to go and practice law. Yeah. With a friend of yours, a former friend of yours. And so...
Who's a sucker. Shout out to that sucker. I'll see you in the street and punch you in your face.
Child. I can't even say he don't deserve it. But anyway.
Motion picture shit. Now don't think I won't hit you cause I'm popular. I got a P90 Ruger to pop at ya. Catch you slipping, I'ma give you what I got.
And this is when I learned, and I kind of knew it before cause, you know, I had some things in my childhood when I saw this, but how much we have conditioned men in our society to be wrapped up in their ability to provide and support and their job.
That's a major cornerstone of manhood.
Yes.
Okay? That is... Like, first of all, I'm tough and I'll punch you in your face.
Right.
And second, I can earn. It's those
and
two
get
things.
The women's.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
then
there's everything
the
else.
Right.
Then there's the whole other,
all the
you know,
toxic
pool
masculinity
of,
crap that we do to you guys. War, women,
right.
All that stuff. So you had told me once before that years before you had thought about going to practice and you had asked your ex, who was making really good money at the time, mm-hmm. if, you know, she'd be good with you going. And she was like, nah. Mm-hmm. So at this point now, when you're feeling like, look, I've set you up. I've done everything. I'm the provider. This is what I want to do. I'm going to do it.
And the full context of that being, once I left the corporate job, I would take a pay cut in order to build a business, you know? Right. So it was, you know, I'd lose money in the short term to own my own income stream,
right.
stream and build myself as a business, which is dope.
Right. And I was not support, like, I, you asked me my opinion and I said, I will support you if you do it. But I'm not supportive. I don't agree with this because
right.
you just moved.
There's a lot of
you
factors.
Have kids.
But no doubt.
I'm
no
risk doubt, no averse. Doubt. This doesn't feel good to me. But if you do it, I'm here for it.
And you know, as Black people, that's not what we do. We don't leave.
You don't leave a
comfortable.
Good, you got benefits.
You got air conditioning.
You are wilding out, son.
You got 401k.
You are wilding. What?
Spell 401k.
To do what?
You got 401k.
I was like,
and you
this
going to
Negro is
and you going
to
get clients.
You want to go and actually have to like hit the pavement for stuff? You're wildin'.
It's so sexy to me, though.
Oh, thank you.
It's so sexy. Well, you are, but I was
talking
about
the
prospect
stuff,
of
yeah,
being an
stuff.
Entrepreneur, right? But yes, and you, baby.
Whatever that. Mm. Whatever. So quickly thereafter, because I'm a sucker, I like forgive and forget, right?
Oh, come on.
Oh, but I am.
No.
Oh, yeah. So I forgive and I forget, and we go.
If I was being like.
But I didn't know that you were telling
disingenuous.
The truth. You know what I mean?
I
chose to
retrospect,
believe in you.
In
right?
You weren't a sucker. You made a choice.
Well, hindsight is love. So, you know, we fall back into it and you know you're
I'm dragged back into this.
No, I fall back into it and you know we go back to what we were, which is, you know, I am you're married and I'm your girlfriend. We had this situation where I went on a trip to my sister's and on the way back I texted you or called you from leaving Amtrak and I was with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I had something had happened with my daughter that was a little traumatic for me and I wanted to discuss. So I called you and you had answered and something happened. I had to call my cab. So I was like, I'll call you back.
And
so
I'm
we had
home.
Just, and you're home and we had just mm-hmm. been talking. And so I call you back and you don't answer. So I call back immediately. And apparently what I didn't know was happening on the other side is that she sees your phone ringing and sees that it's me.
I remember I had to pee
and
my
right.
phone was downstairs.
And your phone was downstairs. Mm-hmm. You are the most leaving this phone in this dude that I know and I don't understand that.
But I wasn't like,
but you
I wasn't
lying.
Hiding
you
anything.
Hiding
like
it,
in
so.
My head, like this is, you know.
What's going
and,
on?
And I keep going back to the same thing. Didn't you tell me that you were going to be with dude?
Right.
Like we just finishing this off.
So she sees the phone and it starts a whole thing. You text me later on, like, she saw the phone, we're in arguments. So I wake up to a Facebook inbox from her. And it's the whole, I don't know if you know this, but we've moved to a townhome and, you know. So it's weird because it starts from you and she are building this new life. And we're very much having sex and blah, blah, blah. And I am like, and so if you think that you're still even a factor, but then the end of it becomes.
You can have him.
You can have him and take him and do your Broadway shows and do all the things. So I'm confused because I'm like, what are you telling me? Are y'all together? Are you what have you? And she's kind of poking fun at the things that we do that she doesn't. You know, she's not into. So mm-hmm. because she had found that we had gone to a Broadway show and right. it's like, oh, you know, right. have your shows and do this and do all that. And first of all, you know, I'm a human and I'm a woman. So I get stuck on the we're having sex part. Now, in my head, I knew you were having sex with your wife. We had actually talked about it. And I said, you know, if she's sleeping with people and I'm sleeping with you and you sleeping with her, I'm gonna need you to use condoms. Like, that's the extent of it. Like, I was never going
to. That was a difficult premise.
Yeah, and I was just like, look, if she's not being faithful to you, you need to bag it up first of all. But you're also
and very much having sex is an exaggerated term.
No, regardless of that,
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
no, I understand. I understand, but. And I knew it was like
3 to 4 times a month. Honestly, that's what it was.
Which is
so
a lot
is that
for people
very
who
much?
Having, yes, it's a lot. Actually.
I don't agree. Very much having sex to me is 3 to 4 times a week.
You know, you don't have to agree. It doesn't have to land.
And that's
you.
At 45.
Well, again,
and I was 37.
But again,
so like very much having sex
matter
is like 5
what you
times
think
a week.
In this moment, it matters what
I
she
think there's
thinks
room
and what
for
I
all
think.
Definitions
there
and context.
Not, I love you, but there's not.
This is not even right.
It's
right
not.
Now. Like,
so
I don't get to have an opinion
no,
on that
term.
All right, fine.
So
whatever.
You know, as the other woman and the side chicks and me, we have conversations. We understand.
The side chicks in you?
Yeah, me and the side chicks. The
okay.
people I'm speaking
to. No, I
want to
make sure I heard you right.
That's me
all.
And the
I'm
side
not,
chicks.
I'm not qualifying.
We need
I'd
to
like
imagine
to
that your
understand.
Home life is so bad that, you know, there's a reason why we're here. And if something breaks that imagination for that picture for us, then we have to deal with our own shit. Then it is, I'm not saving him. I'm not what he needs or what have you. Then it might be, this Negro's just greedy.
A Negro. And you know what most often is the case? That the home life ain't that bad all
no,
the time.
No, exactly.
All.
And but that's who but who wants to know that?
And I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking generally.
No, generally. But who
most
wants
often
to know
like,
that?
You know.
Because yeah. I was front and center for a lot of bad shit. I knew some of the bad things, but when something would shine through, it made me question things. And so I'm like, damn, what am I doing here? Because, and not like I'm about to leave, because I ain't like, I'm crazy, but it's still like, you know, so you didn't tell me you were moving. And now I have this thing here and this woman is telling me this. Am I being super stupid? Am I sitting there? I would tell my girl that she was dumb.
Of course.
And here I am sitting in this nonsense.
And some of my girls
were like, well, many of my girls liked you. They had met you by that point and they liked you. But they were also like, what the hell?
Make sure you're not being stupid.
And make sure you're not being stupid.
And that's hard to explain to somebody.
Right. It is hard. And you know.
And I got the same thing for the few people that I told, because I told, you know, few of my close brothers, and it was the same thing. It was like, yo, son.
Why are you putting all your eggs in this one basket?
That, but like, yo, how are you married and have a girlfriend, first of all?
Yeah,
like,
just sleep with
that's
people.
Not
What's
a thing. Like, first of all, you playing yourself. Second of all, if you're going to divorce your wife, you want to go into another whole relationship. That's what you're trying to do. And I was like, I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds like I'm not giving myself, you know, time, but like, this is what I want, you know?
And you used to occasionally say some nonsense like that. Like, I don't want to, you know, I feel like I need to take some alone time, and I was going to stab you in your friggin' neck.
It wasn't nonsense.
I swear to God, I swear for the Lord, I was going to stab you in your neck.
I'm too transparent.
I was like,
it wasn't
nonsense.
Are
you kidding me?
Real.
Now you want space? And literally in my head, I was like, so who do you want to fuck? Because now you need space?
I mean, you.
Right, but regardless. And so whenever you would do that whole, I think you need, you know, whatever, I was like, whatever.
I was just messing with them girls. I'm going to get right back.
All right, Jay. Hi, Jay. But anyway, yeah, I think I did respond, and I was kind of like, you know, I had just been speaking to him, so I called back. I wasn't trying to disturb your dinner, blah, blah, blah. I thought he was alone because I had just been speaking to him. But I wasn't going to get into the rest of the nonsense, because in my head, I'm like, I'm not going here with you. You're trying to bring me to a place. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing for me is I don't have an off switch. So part of the reason I go high and part of the reason I see big picture is because low Andrea is really friggin' low. And so I'm like, oh, you like this is going to be like you're going to come away from the shit limping. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to go here because I don't have an off switch. And I know too much of your business and you only know a little bit of mine. You know what you think you found, but I'm talking to your husband. So before I tell you about your drawers, we not going to have this conversation. And I knew that was wrong. So I wasn't going to get an exchange with her. Like that to me was like, I know that's wrong, because I also know there's two sides to every story. So I'm talking to your husband, but I don't know really what the hell is going on. I know his side of it. So let me not also set myself up to be played, because I don't want her to tell me some shit that I'm not ready to hear. So I'm also going to cut this conversation short.
And me and you are still very much me and you.
Right.
And that's every day.
And this is going like, to sound wrong, but we talk about.
Outside of this, which is crazy, right? Outside of this thing that's happening, my very emotionally charged, vivid breakup, and having that spill over to you.
Right.
We're still, when we're together, still Jason and Andrea
right.
around town.
And
like, still doing exactly what we were doing the whole time and not really skipping a beat until we have to remember that, oh, by the way, your home shit is still very much
fucked
up. And
this is different for us, though, because we were able to keep our home stuff at bay before. Now it's spilling into us. And it's super messy and it's super hard and we're getting mad at each other. And I'm now angry at you for choices you're making, whereas before I was understanding of choices you were making. Because now
that.
I am divorced, I'm out of the house, she's wilding out, you're wilding out, and I'm like, why would you stay here? You've moved to Long Island and shit has gotten worse. So what's happening now? Mm-hmm. And so now it is, we're not the escape anymore. Now we are in a relationship and it's hard. And then you all have some major friggin' fight.
Right.
And right. I think she like leaves for like three days or something. And you're left alone with the kids and mm-hmm. you're the only person working.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you're like, I've got to figure this out. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she left. So this is done. Like, it's over. Okay, cool. She comes back and you're pissed. But, you know, she lives there. You're not going to make her not be in the house or whatever. And you were supposed to be going to Atlanta for your grandmother's 80th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, okay, I'm driving with my mom, you know, my sister, the girls, and we're going to go down. And she says that she wants to get in the car. To go, she's gonna go to see
she's
family,
going to see her friends or something,
in another part of Georgia. But she wants to ride with
something
you,
which
and I'm like,
made sense at the time, but it was,
didn't make any
it was
sense.
Ridiculous.
I remember saying to you,
yeah.
"No," like you know, like I had any kind of authority. I was like, "No, don't let her get in that car." She left you with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not caring how you are going to manage when you're the only one bringing in income. She does not deserve to be in that car. Going to see your family.
For three business days.
What is the problem? Why are you letting this happen? And you're like, nah, she's going to go see her family. And I was like, in my head, I was like, this sucker right here, she will never go see her people. She is coming because she has fear of missing out. And you did not listen to me. And she got in that car and I was heated.
I was so mad.
I was so angry. Because this made me see you. I was like, oh, he willingly does not see this shit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
He is deluding himself if he thinks that this woman is going to, and part of it is not because she's a bad person, because I'm a woman and I know, and we're in many ways alike. And I'm like, you wouldn't be getting in that car without me.
Can I tell you that I wasn't even, like, to me, it was, I had normalized so many presentations of brokenness. So when these wild things would happen to me, they weren't wild. They're wild now. As I look back, I'm like, yo, that was crazy. How did you have this? How did you have someone doing these things in the space? It was life. And like, yeah, that shit was bugged out, but I was for dinner. Like, that's what it was to me. And nothing had changed. Nothing had shifted. But in my approach to it, it was just, yo, this is how life goes for people that I know. This is how life goes.
And I kind
like,
of understood
domestic
it.
Violence and that shit was regular. Like, I had known that, you know, I had known that. And she was violent towards me, you know? And we became violent towards each other. That's a real thing.
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land.
That's a real thing. And there's more than one way to be abusive. You know, there's physical abuse, there's verbal abuse, there's emotional abuse, there's all those things.
I was incredulous at the things that you tolerated and even the things that she tolerated because I didn't understand it. And but, it's not like I wasn't tolerating a whole lot of shit myself, but that stuff
but it was, different.
Was foreign to me.
I will say this though. For me personally, I can't speak for her. For me personally, I had to realize that this wasn't healthy. And it seems like an easy thing to do, but I'm not likening, you know, my brokenness to, you know, someone with a drug problem or something like that. But I if I can analogize, it's like, you know, someone with a bad drug habit doesn't necessarily know that in the space.
Right.
He or she may know after or when they're lucid or sober. But when you're in the shit, you don't necessarily realize it. And I'm sitting in the shit and it's normal. And it wasn't until I poked my head up and looked around, oh, wow, this is bananas and I'm living it. And by living it, I am furthering it and contributing to it. And, you know, regardless of this marriage, that's a small thing compared to how do you want your life to go, bro? How do you want to, who do you want to be? Is this the person you want to be? And it wasn't. And then.
I thought you were crazy, but I can see when I look back how you thought it was normal for her to go ahead and get in the car and come to Atlanta. So I'm mad and I was home and it was a weekend. I don't think I had my daughter that weekend. So I had time to be destructive and stupid. So I'm mad, but in the middle of this, I kind of want to have sex. So I'm like feeling away and feeling hot and
you
bothered.
You was missing me? Say it.
I was missing dick. I was missing the dick. I was not missing you. I was missing what you could do at that moment.
I'll take it. Listen, it's all good. Like, right. Yeah, it's all right. Good over
so
here.
I'm just saying.
You know, it's six and one hand.
Right,
after, you know.
Right. So while I didn't want to talk to you, I was feeling a little, you know, hot and bothered. So I text you some nasty shit.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
So I text you some nasty shit. And I was good. I was just effusive about the things. About the
Mind
things
you.
That
And I'm in a home with my grandmother, my
right,
aunties,
right. So
my
I'm
moms.
Not thinking about that. But I'm BlackBerry messaging you like all sorts of shit about the things that, you know, should be done and would be done and could be done.
When
you get home, right? Even though I'm mad, because I'm still mad, but you know, I'm Scorpio, so the mad and the sex go hand in hand all the time. So I send the text, and apparently she saw them.
Thought you were winning till now. Sonny, you bitch, you my child. You live a star. You need to polish up, baby. Face your shit, I don't allow. And that nigga about to get his too. Just as soon as I'm done with you. Cause them other niggas might be for everybody, but I'm who that motherfucker belong to. So get it right, bitch. I'm right, bitch. It can't none of y'all hoes replace me. You proud to be this nigga come rag, hold you down bad and you crazy.
Okay.
Gon' knuckle up, cause I fight for mine. Your pussy petty, you wasting time. You seasonal, part-time, get fucked up, fucking with mine, you little bitch.
Okay, Keisha.
So like, so you know how you know you think you a player and you playing.
Player.
And then you not. Cause I'm not. I've never been a player. I've never been that player.
Because
you're
leaving
player,
this phone and this
I've
dude, like I said 5 minutes ago.
I've never had trouble with the ladies, but I've never been a player. I've never been smooth. I've been like, hey, you know, how you doing? It's never been that.
You never
like,
had
I've,
a phone and a bat phone?
It was like, hey, my name is Jason. How you doing? That's my game. I don't have game. I have never had game. So when we got to my uncle's home,
She didn't end up going to
see
like, her family.
And I'm like, so where's your people coming to get you, right? Because here's the address. The address
right.
is 325, you know, blah,
blank,
blah,
blank,
blah
blank,
street.
Right.
So where's your people?
Why they not coming to get you, right?
Oh, well, she said she might, you know, blah. And that, and after I asked her again an hour later, because in my head, like, yo, you got to go. Like, you have to go. This is a place of celebration. My grandmother's 80 years old. That's the realest thing in the world. My kids are here. My mom's is here. My sister, my matriarch.
Your whole family came.
You
like,
got to go,
all your aunties
yo.
Came.
Your energy doesn't deserve to be here. But I brought that energy there.
Right.
So I'm taking responsibility for it at the same time.
And this is right on the heels of her breaking out for 3 days.
Yes. And so when after an hour, she's like, oh, I can't get in touch with her. I'm like, oh, Andrea was 100% right.
Yep.
She
was never
lying
to
get over here. Okay. I didn't trip. I'm like, you stay over there. I'll stay over here in my head. So I left my BlackBerry on the kitchen table. Now, mind you, there's dozens of people. My uncle has a huge home. There's dozens of people walking around. After, I don't know. It could have been, you could have told me it was an hour or 3 minutes. I don't even remember. And she comes up to me with the phone and throws it at me. Now, I'm in a house full of all of my matriarchs, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, you got this bitch texting you and blah, 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 and all of these things. And I'm like, okay, give me my phone. Watch your mouth. Okay. And first of all, didn't you tell me you were leaving me for another dude? Like, I don't know why we still having this conversation. So she puts hands on, she like slap mushes me. It was like a slush, a map. It was a...
she slap mushes
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
In front of your people.
Right. So my auntie starts taking off her earrings and my cousin starts taking off her shoes.
And they are going to mop her.
And my sister, who is...
Who I've never seen who in is this a, capacity.
She is a doll. A doll of a human being, and she is not this person, but she said, did you just hit my brother? And she reaches for her. So everyone gets separated and, you know, my uncle, who is a level-headed human being, takes her into another room and they're talking and everyone's, and I'm like, listen, I'm fine. The girls were thankfully asleep, as was, I think my mom was too. So I was very happy about that. And two of my most gangster family members weren't there yet. My yeah. cousin and my other auntie, who would not have been able to been restrained because they're very strong. Okay. They're very strong human beings. So there was no holding them back.
Right.
And, you know, I'm Jay in the family. So, you know, there would have been no talking them off of that. And I didn't want that for her. So I go in the room. My uncle's like, you know, my uncle's like, Jay, leave. I'm like, no, she has to leave. Here is my credit card. Call a cab. Go to a hotel. Take my credit card again. Book a flight and get the fuck out of my uncle's home. You have to go, okay? You have to go. And everyone's looking at me like I'm bugging. Like, well, he's like, oh, and then the theatrics. Oh, I'm taking the kids. I was like, shut up. You're not taking our daughters out of here at 10 o'clock at night. You go home or go to your friend's house or go to Mexico. I don't give a fuck. Get out of my uncle's house now. And that went on for about 20 minutes. And my auntie, my godmother, pulled me over in a way only she could. And she said, baby.
Because I know your aunt.
Just go downstairs, listen to some music, have a drink, and go to sleep. She'll be up here. We'll worry about it in the morning. But don't kick her out right now, please. And I said, okay. I said, okay.
Paradise, what they want for me. Shawty's never saw marital, vowing that it'll come for me.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.